Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Power Radio. I'm going to give you some straight talk today. You know, one of the things that I see going on is so many people are just scared to death to talk to their family and friends about their business, their product. Now, I got to understand what's going on in the mind of the distributor that's preventing them from offering something pretty amazing to their friends and their family. Do you know anybody who hesitates to share their product or their business with their family and friends? Not that it would be you. But some of your people probably do. I think when people hesitate to talk to people that they know about their business or their product, is they're coming from a place of ego. And what I mean by that is that they're attached to the outcome. When you are attached to the outcome and somebody doesn't accept what you have to offer, that's where the discomfort comes in for the rep. Now, the question becomes, and this is straight talk, I'm just going to tell you like it is, how do you overcome that? How do you deal with that conversation, that chatter in your head that says, oh, you know, Mary probably wouldn't do this, and gosh, you know, Uncle Buck, he's too broke, he's never had any success, and Aunt Sue is just too busy because she's a corporate executive. Well, the reality of it is, straight talk up front, we never really know what's going on in the mind or the checkbook of our prospect. So, one of the things that I've always done is I've always come from the business standpoint. Why do I come from the business standpoint? Because for me, it's always been about quality of life. And the best way to create a better quality of life is to generate income. And the best way to have more income is to build a business and talk to people about the business. You know, I was doing some meetings recently, and one of the things that I learned and discovered with some of my prospects is they were wanting to bring in business partners, but they just talked about the product. And it's funny. Kind of funny. I asked this woman, I said, have you ever gone fishing? She said, no. I said, okay, that story doesn't go very well. But I said, do you ever know anybody who's gone fishing? And she said, yes. And I said, here's the thing that you need to understand. When you go fishing, you use a lure or bait for the type of fish that you want to catch. So when it comes to building this business, the words that you use, the questions that you ask, the stories that you tell need to relate to the fish that you want to catch, or the person that you want to talk to, or the business prospect that you want to work with. Does that make sense? You see, you have to know who you are. You have to know where you're going, and you have to know how to get there. And if you cannot articulate that, if you cannot articulate that to your prospect, and your prospect does not feel that from your conversation, you're never going to get to where you want to go. Does that make sense? So you have to just know who you are, and you have to speak with confidence. Yeah, I was talking with a prospect just the other day, and I was talking to him about our business, and he said, you're pretty confident about what you're saying. And this is a guy who's massively successful in his business. Special Forces guy from the Army too, by the way, who was a hairdresser, believe it or not. Have you ever seen the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan? Adam Sandler, great movie. Anyways, he said, you're very confident about what you're saying. I said, absolutely. Absolutely I am, because I've done my homework. I've done my due diligence. I know this company. I know where we are. I know where we're going, and I know that I can help you create the wealth that you want to create for yourself and your family. Question is, are you going to show up and partner with us? Doesn't matter to me whether you do or not. Be honest with you, I'm doing it with or without you, but I'd love to do it with you because I love your energy. I love your heart. I love who you are, and I love that you love helping people so much. Do you have that level of confidence? Or are you wishy-washy when you're talking to prospects? You see, because if you're wishy-washy, prospects can feel that. And that's really not that attractive. Now, if you're brand new, how do you get this confidence? Well, it's very easy. You bring into the conversation somebody who has great confidence. It's interesting. This past weekend, I was in Brooklyn, New York. I was doing a bunch of meetings with my team up there who mostly speaks Hungarian, which I do not speak. So 80% of the meetings were translated, and I still had the same level of confidence. And that's what you can do, because it's how you stand. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you interact with people. The warmth that people get from you, even though they don't speak the same language from you, it's called body language. We all have body language. We all understand that. We all get that. But there's something magical that takes place when you're sitting across the table from somebody or standing, having a conversation, and they just feel that you know what you're doing. They know who you are. They know what you're about. They know what you're creating. You see, people want to be around successful people. So what I want you to do is I want you to really, really own the fact that you're in the best profession in the world. I mean, somebody told me the other day, I was doing really good until I got the pyramid objection, and it just kind of like wiped me out. This is somebody who's pretty new. And I said, well, how big is your list, you know, when you went through your getting started training? She said, 14 people. She talked to about 6 or 8 people, and she got a bunch of no's. And I said, that'll pretty much stop you in your track. And what I want you to do is I want you to add a zero to that list. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I want you to make it 140 names. Because when 10 people out of 10 people say no, it's a big deal. You're done. You're finished. But when 10 people out of 140 people tell you no, it's not a big deal. And oh, by the way, what you need to do is you need to be not answering questions, which is what you've been doing, not handling objections, which you've been doing, and you've been not following the system. What is our system? Well, I'll give you a secret. You've probably heard this before if you've heard me on the show before. Is step one, find out if there's interest. Step two, use a third-party tool to tell the story. And step three, put an expert on the phone or somebody else on the phone. You see, that's what I call modeling good behavior for our prospects. That's what we call on-the-job training for your brand new prospect, which is your brand new business partner. Because whatever they experience in this process, whatever they experience in the process, that's what they think they're going to have to do when they join your business. So if you are quote-unquote the expert and you lay a bunch of science or technology or comp plan financial stuff on them, they're going to say, oh my God, I could never do that because I don't know anything about that stuff. I love the product, but I can't do all that. I'm not an expert. But if all you do is see if there's an interest, use a magazine, a website, or a DVD, and put them on the phone with somebody else who knows more, and the prospect says to themselves, self, I can do that. Bingo, that's it. That's really it. See, well, you got to keep it simplified. You always got to dial in, meaning adjust your system, your approach, your language. So it's about progress. Yesterday, I was doing a getting started training, or I should say, I got called to do a getting started training with a brand new rep. And the person who called me was a massively successful person. I mean, has run multi-million dollar businesses and She actually has heard me do two getting started trainings with her and her people, and she's done a couple with another leader. So I know she knows the process. And she says, I just don't want to do it because I think I'll mess it up. And I said, well, basically all we do is we go through the getting started manual, the success planner that we have that kind of lays everything out. It's about 40 pages. We're not going to talk about every page, but we're going to cover the highlights. And if you, long as you use that as a guide, as long as you use that as a guide, you'll be fine. I said, remember, my job is to help you become as independent as possible, as quickly as possible. I'm not going to do for you what I believe. You can do for yourself. And she said, I'll screw it up, Terry. And I said, no, you won't, because I'll be there to back you up. So she fought me on this for a little while. She did not want to do that. And I insisted that she do that. Now, why would I do that? Because I wanted to model good behavior for her brand new business partner. Because not doing it right, perfect, if you will, is actually a good thing. Because from the brand new person's perspective, they're going to say, well, I don't have to know everything as long as I get most of it right. Because Terry or another leader will be there to back me up and cover me. They'll have my back. You see, that's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens. And it took this woman a little while to get that and understand that. And you know what? After the getting started training, I said, how'd you do, you think? And she says, I thought I did horrible. And I said, I would disagree. I thought you did really good. There's only one thing that I would suggest that you change. And we were going through this manual, and then she referred to the comp plan brochure, which the prospect or the brand new business partner didn't have in front of them. I said, so you were talking something that wasn't in the document that we were talking. That was the only thing that I would really suggest or change. And I thought you did well. Now, what that really did is that built confidence in her. And what that actually did for the brand new business partner is it said, okay, I know where I'm going now, and I know the path that I have. And we answered pretty much all of her questions, and she knows exactly what she needs to be doing and how she's going to, you know, share the product and the business opportunity with people, and we're going to move forward. So it's important that you do your homework on who you are. You do your homework on where you're going. And you do your homework on how you're going to get there. Know who you are. Know where you're going. Know how you're going to get there. And that's what I call taking personal responsibility. You know, I have two getting started meetings that I'm going to do in a couple of days on Friday. And I'm actually doing them for my daughter. My daughter has a two-year-old who's getting some therapy done, so she doesn't have the time to do it. So I said I would do it. So these people are coming over to the house, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I sent them an email this morning saying, here's what I want you to do in preparation for launching your business. You see, because this is a business. This is a business that can generate you millions of dollars. I know that. Do you believe that is my question for you? Because probably there's people who have made six and seven figures in your company. You need to get to know them. You need to find out what they're doing. You need to know who you are. Know where you're going. Know how to get there. It's all about your language, your confidence, the questions you ask yourself, and what you say to your prospect. My name has been Terry Petrovic. This has been Straight Talk with the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. Join me on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. We're in this together, my friend. Make it a better than terrific day. Bye-bye for now.